Fútbol A Podcast Show. Gone. You're in the new year. 48 hours is up and beginning. The first week of the new year. And it's politics, problems, and a whole lot of strange things going in. 2022. It's a new year revolution. It's being at hold, or you broke them already. All your problems turned from 2021 into 2022. Oh boy. Are you getting ready for summer break? Spring break? And how many of y'all got what y'all wanted for Christmas? And all those still those New Year revolutions, those strange phenomena, and those politics. Let's get back. Let's get into the new year. It's 2022. Happy New Year. All my new listeners, everyone, let's get going. To the show. Second day, over 24 hours, almost 48 hours, in the first week of the year, work week of the year, school week of the year. It's coming Monday, tomorrow. Oh boy. Those Monday blues, the first ones of the year. I know. New Year's was fun. The party was fun. Sunday football is fun. We'll be thinking about tomorrow, ain't we? Yeah. We're thinking about Sunday. Oh, Monday, Monday, Monday. Magic Monday. Whoever got that song, Magic Monday. Especially the people in Baltimore. Remember? Marty Bass and Don Scott. On Wake Up. Rise and Shine. Every Monday, they go down First Point, and they do the Monday, Magic Monday. They don't do it no more, but that's when I was watching Jay-Z. Used to watch WJZ. It was fun then, when Marty and Don Scott were doing it, Rise and Shine. It was a fun show. They used to do the Hollywood Call, and they used to have Coffee Wolf, and seemed like new manager, new whatever, and Newman, where's my mug? You know, remember that? Marty used to call people, ask them to do the weather. He was just a funny guy, you know. And those who know don't know who I'm talking about is Marty Bass. He's a weatherman, and Don Scott. He's he used to be a what you call a reporter. An anchor at WJZ TV in Baltimore, CBS in Baltimore. And they used to do the Rise and Shine show during the 90s and early 2000s. And as time went, the show went. Things changed. And I really missed them. You know, I watched retapes of it on YouTube. And I just remember the Magic Monday. And I look forward to every morning. Just a Magic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. You know? And they used to get everyone, all the people together. And at the end of the year, you get a reward for doing the Magic Monday. It was just a good thing that was going on in Baltimore, you know? A news station was caring and giving out and having fun doing it, you know? You used to call in, do the weather. You used to do Coffee Wolf. I mean, if this was an amazing show, you know? And I just wish WJZ would have just kept that show going, you know? Don Scott should have just stayed with us a little bit more. And Marley should have just did the show a little bit more. I mean, but Don is gone. He retired. Marley is still there doing the weather. And those who are at WJZ TV, y'all listening, y'all, anybody in that party or Don Scott or Marley Bad family, y'all listening to this, thank you for the rise and shine. You know, you used to wake up every morning to go to work. I just loved it, you know. And a lot of people in Baltimore miss it too, okay? We missed it. And we missed the Magic Monday. And the other guy who goes downtown and hosts the Magic Monday, he retired. And it's just a lot of people retired there. And whole new people there. What you call them? The guy, the other weather guy, you know, who do the Temptation song, he's still there. He might retire soon too, you know. I'm sorry I don't remember your name, but it will come to me. But anybody in Baltimore or surrounding counties, and y'all remember Marley Bass and Don Scott, Rise and Shine. Because I'm sure everybody wake up to it every morning, you know. And that's what I've been thinking about. That's what I think about when I think about them, you know. The Rise and Shine, you know. And it was a cool show. Really, really, really cool show. And they knew, it was known from all over the world, you know. Nationwide. Probably international, you know. Who knows? CBS had a good thing going with those two guys and had a really good Rise and Shine everyday wake-up call for everyone. And so those were the days, you know. And I'm looking back on 2021 and I just remember all the days, all the COVID and how we were just coming out of COVID-19 and all. And then hopefully and praying that schools will open again, that our president would get this thing together. At the beginning of the year, we was hoping that he would give us a fourth stimulus check. And but that faded away right away. You know, he let us know that it won't be no fourth stimulus check. He let us know that. Period. And I wish we would have got a second check from him. Just like we got a second check from Donald Trump. You know, we got a $600 check and we got a $1,200 check. So you add those two checks up, we got really more than we did from Donald Trump and we did from Joe Biden. Don't ask me why. I don't know why, because COVID-19 is still around. And you know, God knows what's going to happen. Hopefully, they'll keep this country going and keep everything back and don't shut everything down again. I just don't want to go back. I don't care about no fourth or fifth check. I just don't want nothing to shut down again. I don't want to see no more dead bodies on TV and see numbers rising and cases rising. I don't really care about the check, you know. I care about people's lives around the world and in this country. And Don't matter to me. We get one check from Joe Biden or three checks. Don't matter. Long as we got COVID-19 under control, I'm satisfied, you know. And those three checks did help, you know, the two from Trump and one from Joe Biden. It did help, okay? Democrats and Republicans and y'all listening, those stimulus checks did help, you know, helped a lot. It helped me. I can't speak for the rest of the country, but it helped me, you know, really did, okay? So thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Donald Trump, if you're listening. Thank you, Republicans and Democrats. And let's try to get this COVID-19 out of our lives, okay? That's the best thing we want. We want things to go back to normal. We want movie theaters to start feeling again, putting butts in seats again, get off the couch and stop watching streaming and get back to the movie theaters and take our families to the movie theaters and date night with our girlfriends and wives to the movies and all. That's what we had before COVID-19. And that's what we need to start doing now. What was in theaters used to come on TV and stream after they was in theaters. Okay? You said wait until they would come on TV or come in movie theaters. Came out of the movie theaters and on Netflix and all. And that's the way it should be again. But we can't do it like that because Disney, HBO, Prime Video, and all, and the movie people is worried, well, way off COVID-19, you know, and theaters like AMC, so we're still going back and forth, and some people still not really safe, and don't think it's safe to go to the movie theaters and all, because of the breakups and all, so that's why they still streaming movies on new movies on Disney and all that, okay? Some of the new movies come on streaming services. They put some of them in movie theaters just to see, you know? And I think that's pretty good, just the thing. But I just want to think what y'all think. Would y'all go back to the movie theaters? Would y'all go back, sit with people, and as long as they safe, vaccinated, some of them probably won't be, because, you know, some of them don't believe in them vaccinated. We got people here, the Republicans here, and Democrats, people who just don't want to get vaccinated for some reason. And I don't know what to say about that, but, you know, can't force people, you know. But we protect ourselves by washing our hands, hand sanitizer, and wearing our mask. So when we do go into movie theaters and stuff like that, be very careful. Be very aware. Be very mindful. And enjoy the show. Okay? Go take your family out. Enjoy the show. Because we still got actors, people who make movies and stuff, they taking the risk too, going to places, different places, working together and everything. They taking the risk too. So just remember, the people who make the movies are taking the risk so y'all can continue having entertainment. They risking their lives and going home to their families and hoping they didn't catch it. Okay? Believe me, everybody is fully aware, okay? So they just as risk as y'all is at risk of going to the movie theaters, okay? But they feel that we got to get this out so people can enjoy their favorite actors, their favorite movies and stuff. That's what movie theater people are thinking too. No, they probably not. It was about the money. Then they wouldn't care, you know. But I don't believe it's about the money. That's just don't, because COVID-19 is too risky You know, too risky. And movie companies, they just don't want it to be about the finance. You know, because if they think about that, they won't have nobody working in Hollywood. You know, they shut it down before, and they will shut it down again, you know, if they have to. So believe me, they care about y'all. You know, we got a whole lot of movies and TV shows that's backed up 2020 and 2021, including video games, people who make video games. They care too. And people go out there and risk making video games for us and going home to their family, they know the risk. You know, they taking the risk going away from their family, being around other people. Some of the people in Hollywood and make games and movies and TV shows, it's not fascinated. You know, but they taking a risk of being around them. And they do some precaution. No. So, including football games and baseball games and all that, you know, we go to the going to the Super Bowl. It's going to be a big crowd at the Super Bowl. Postseason is about to come. It's going to be a big crowd at postseason. Congratulations, Cowboys. Congratulations, Kansas City. Congratulations, L.A. I hope that you smother the Ravens. Sorry, Baltimore. Sorry. They my team. But I just hope that they beat the heck out of the Ravens. Sorry, Baltimore. I love you. I love the Ravens. I love y'all guys. But my team, it's all about having fun. Okay? I'm going to shut up. Because I still live in Baltimore. I'm not in L.A. I'm an L.A. Rams fan, and I live in Baltimore. So I'm just, you know, I'm speckable, and this word, choose my words for the cast, okay? Best team win. Just put it like that. Hopefully they won. But moving on, and glad to see Buffalo, New York is in the playoffs, and Arizona. Congratulations, they're in the playoffs along with LA. Wow. And if the LA Rams, if the LA Chargers beat and get 10, 11 games, win on two, I think they both got to win two more games. I think they're going to be in there. No, I haven't checked on what you call them yet. But just congratulations to all the playoff teams. And congratulations for all the teams that tried their best, including Detroit Lions. We love y'all guys, okay? I know y'all had a really tough year. Two wins. Don't give up, okay? Don't give up hope. Your fans love you. People who live in Detroit, still fans of you, love you, and we watching you, and you're going to make a comeback next year. You're going to beat, maybe you might be even be in the playoffs, okay? Okay, Detroit? So, don't give up hope. Every team had to go through that, okay? Every team had to go through it, and every team wanted to go through it to win 2-12. And so on. Okay? So, don't give up hope, coaches, players, fans in Detroit. Because you're going to come back. You're going to find people that want to come. Players that definitely want to play for Detroit to make a comeback. You know? Believe me, there's players going to want to come play for you. In college, when you make your, get your draft pick, and people will want to be traded to y'all. And I think y'all going to make a Super Bowl run. Okay? I'm not sure. Maybe next year. Maybe be surprised. You know? surprised to see who will be in next year's Super Bowl, you know, and playoff. It might be you, Detroit, you know. So don't feel bad, okay? Just be blessed that you're a football player, you work for the NFL, and you got hundreds, thousands, millions of fans love you, win or lose. Okay, players? You pick God first, and he'll pick you where you want to go, okay? So, after your last game, all your brothers and coaches come together, give each other a hug, make it your last prayer, and get back to work after the season, okay? That's the good news that I can give you, okay? Keep hope alive, keep God first, and you will see, I promise you, you will get past that mountain and that river, all right? So, I'm not giving up on you, even though I'm not a fan, I'm not giving up on you, and if you do make it, I will be cheering for you. Even though I'm not a Detroit Lions fan, I will be cheering for you. Because I'm going to look where you was last year. And now I'm going to look at where you was this year. And you beating, you winning all your games, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. See what I mean? So, my question is to everyone across the country and the world. Have you ever been like the Detroit Lions? Everything you do, you seem to fail at. I mean, this one of those years that you can't just get through nothing. I mean, go to court, judges hate you, lawyers hate you, and they just hammer you. They just pick at you the things that you did in the past. Your boss, your co-workers, they ready for the next new year, picking at you, looking at you. I mean, everyone who works. I mean, do have people who don't like you, where they've been there for a while and you pass them, they really going to hate you. I mean, and you finally get the job that you want and you pass everybody. And there's people, even your family members, your close family members, people who is close to you, even turn their nose up and get mad at you because you ain't stay where you want them to stay at. And you put your nose up, your chest out, and say, I don't give a damn. I don't give it a hoop, okay? That's the attitude you got to have with them, you know? There's people that is really close to you that just want you to stay at their foot, you know? I don't care if it's your wife, husband, children, uncle, aunt, uncle and aunt, cousins, whoever, friends, family, co-workers, they just want you to stay below them so they can control you. But that's what you're not meant here to do. That ain't what you put here on earth to do. You're meant to be, to rise. You meant to rise beyond your rise. Elevate yourself. Promote yourself. Be the head, not the tail. Okay? Be the victor, not the victim. And ask God to take your hand, which he will, and go beyond your imagination and stars. Okay? Because there's going to be challenges in 2022. Because you had your new promotion, got your promotion, you're ready for your job, you're out of jail, you're doing good, you got your apartment, you're not homeless no more, you're rising, you got a new job, not homeless no more, and everything is working for you, you got money in the bank, and all your child support paid up. Still got people who throwing up their noses and trying to throw the pass back at you. Don't let them do that. Okay? Your pass is your pass. edge of time where you've been homeless and you've risen, or you've been in jail and you rise, and you're being up on the next level now. Got a divorce and you're up on the next level now. Don't worry about those people. They under you now, because that's where they're going to be under you. Because as you rise, they're going to still be hating. They're going to be still in that level, in that path. They're going to be still in that room, that door, talking about things that's been gone. You know? And the funny thing about that is you be gone way beyond that, and you forgot about all that stuff. You forgot that you was even in jail for something. Because now you promoted, you got your big apartment, you got money somehow, been blessed. You know, you forgot all about that. And then somebody comes around and say, oh yeah, you was in jail. Oh yeah, you was homeless. You left your family, you know, and they try to bring you down again. But if you're strong enough and you turn enough, you're going to say, hell yeah, I was. Now look at me. I got a car, got my license, I'm engaged. So what? And my new wife or husband, they know about my past. They know everything. And then what? They gave me a second chance too. So I'm good. You keep thinking about what happened. You keep thinking about what happened in the past and all. That's you now. You know? I'm at the new level that God put me at. And I'm taking it. Me and him are going to make it happen. And the more you take up for yourself, the more mad that they get at you. The more they try to push you to side and put you back in the curve. I mean, I've seen it happen, people. I mean, it's happening to me, you know. I mean, yeah, you know. But I don't let it bother me, you know. I don't. I'm in this apartment by myself. It don't bother me. No, yeah, I do want somebody. I do want another companion, you know, another woman. But, hey, it is what it is, you know. And I'm smart. I'm educated. Like I said before, I got my own podcast, my own YouTube channel, you know. I got the things that I need to keep me going. Got me 2 bank accounts. Got me a little credit card, and I'm going to try to get my license, you know. I'm going to take some practice tests, practice runs, then I'm going to go for it. Might not be this year, but before that permit expired, this time before the permit expired, I will pass the test, and I will get my license, you know. I don't care how long it takes, even if I fail. And don't. I'm going to keep getting back up and trying. Okay? I'm just going to try. And thanks for all the people that listen to my podcast. You know, I started off with 4 or 5 or 10 people. 3 people listening. Now, I got half the country listening. I got people over in Russia listening. Over in UK listening. Probably never meet y'all guys. Never see you. Spain. France. You know, hopefully my book would take off like that too. You know, I'm just hoping Mr. Boogie Shoes would take off just like this podcast did. Some numbers are still low in some countries and states. Some of the rating is still low, but hopefully as I get more promoted, more promotions, and more people subscribing and liking and downloading, who knows what the end of the year might bring, you know? And I love doing this, you know? Get a little penny cash for it, you know, a couple pennies for doing this. But the pennies don't matter. Don't matter to me. I just love spreading my message, testifying the things that I did, and try to relate, see if it relates to people around the world and around the country. You know, people who's in your life who don't want you to see. People who've been in your life still don't want you to see. To see, be successful and all. And it got some people, only a handful of people, who will see you through all the way to the end. Who will be in your side. You know? Like my dad said, I'd rather be by myself with a bucket and a fish and be with somebody and I wonder why they still here with me. And that's how I feel about Tandy Clark. I just, after those tragic, those accidents back in 2002 and 2003, I just wanted to tell myself why I'm still with this woman. Why is I'm still with her? She tried to put me in jail. She lied. She a liar. She a cheater. She's not a good mother. Why I'm still with her? Of course, I love her for having my children. I forgive her. But, and I had my faults too, not blaming it all on her, but just ask myself. I could have moved on. I could have been where I'm at. Could have probably been had a relationship with both of my sons if I just split myself away from her. You know? And some people can't let go. You know? Mostly it's men. Sometimes it's women. I know you watch those TV shows and movies when a woman can't let go of her man and she says, I can't have you. No one woman gonna have you. Same way with a man. If I can't have you, no one gonna have you. If you watch those ID channels and the real stories about people going mad about their wives, moving on, and guys can't let go, ID channel and all those true stories, cases, and also movies. I know some of y'all do watch them, you know. And don't get me wrong, there's women too who's sick and saying, he's mine and he's going to be mine till the day I die. Won't let go, you know. Some reason, the man find out that she's crazy and everything, and, you know, and, but, you know, y'all watch them. I know people watch them, you know. The real cases and the movies. Most even, you know. And that's how some people are, you know. But I'm not like that, you know. Hey, it's like the dad said. When it go, go. You know. You're supposed to let them go. If you really deeply love them, really, really love them, you will let them go. You won't hold on to somebody who don't want you. Why? Why would you hold on to someone who don't love you, don't care for you, don't even care about what you do, successful? When I got my license, I showed my wife, my ex-wife, she just stole up her nose, you know? I got my learner's permit, she just stole up her nose, no hug, no congratulations, and nothing like that. Same with my support person named Tim Watkins, you know? Yeah, I'm going to put him on the line, too. And Diane Brown, who supposed to have been there to help us. No reaction from that, you know? No reaction. Something that I achieved. A good thing that I achieved. But I got a bad reaction from three people that are supposed to be close to me and supposed to be helping me, you know? I'm just saying it like I've seen it, and this is true. And I don't care who heard this, and who party, you know, this is exactly what happened. You know, got my driver's permit, and didn't give a doggone. And the reaction that I really went from, it was from my ex-wife, you know. I want her to be by my side, you know? And I was doing it so I can get a car. We can go down the courthouse instead of taking a bus and everything. Trying to get my license, trying to get a better job and all. But the reaction that I got, man, it was just, you know. So, it is people in your life that you wonder why you still with them. And they bring you down. And they your downfall. And once you get where you at, you leave them. Finally leave them, or they leave you, they divorce you, and they let you go, whatever, and, you know, and you finally get your life on track, like I'm doing now, you know, got me a good job, I do my podcast, I sit down, watch cable, pay my bills, gas, electric's paid. Far from the other episodes that I told you when I missed some payments, it's paid. Everything's paid. Phone bill, cable bill, gas, electric, rent. It's due again at the end of January. Rent. It's due again. Gas, electric. I got the money ready. I got the back payment that I owe them. And I got the regular money that I owe them already. Go to them, and I got some money for myself. See how God works? Nope. I came on here to tell my little private business, you know, testimony, you know. I don't give a who here. Nope. And turned out well. Missed a couple payments for gas and electric. Got a turn off notice. Got extension. Now I got the money ready to pay it. Because I got a good job. I got a good manager. Got a good supervisor. And I got two good co-workers. God bless their little hearts. And a lot of other co-workers. The nurses and all. You know. Wouldn't trade them for the world. I love this job. Okay. I really do. It will be very disappointment if I lose it. But I will lose it for a reason, you know. If everything happened for a reason, I won't draw on it for nothing. I learned not to draw on nothing no more. So I would just say to myself, if I lose this job, if for a reason, God is ready for me to make the next step in my life, you know. So could lose it, could make it to where I want to make it. I want to be there for 7 years. 8 years, the most, and hopefully to teach myself how to save money, put it away, and build myself back up like I was when I was young, before I met Candy Clark, and I used to do that, and I used to have a lot of things before I met her, you know, and I will get that back, through the grace of God, I will get that back. And I'm just doing good. I'm just blessed. And nobody's standing in my way. It's like a train on the track. There's no stop. And I'm the locomotor. I'm the chief engineer. And my destiny is just got so much sunshine, so much track, and it's just going and going. Of course, it's going to be stumbles and stops and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm going to have it. You know. I'm going to have it. Life's going to stop. Try to throw me off track. Try to derail me. Stuff like that. I'm not a spirit to that. Still going to be bumps in the road. Still people going to not going to like this show. Going to wonder what I'm talking about and everything. It's like that in the world. And I respect that, you know, but I learned to keep going, to keep putting these headphones on, turning on this computer, turning on my software, and keep talking, you know, because I know I know that God's going to do things for me that man is not going to do. I know that I'm going to move on. I know that I'm ahead, not the tail. I know I'm the victor, not the victim. I know I can achieve anything that I put my mind to it. You know, they give me the chance to fly the spaceship, I will do it. I will do it in a heartbeat. Just give me a jet plane, a helicopter. I don't care. I'm that kind of person. And I don't care what people say. Well, he can't even drive a car. So, give me that chance. You know, like I said, I'm going to save my money. I'm going to travel to all 50 states. Because I have to do it by myself. Maybe with my son and all, my brother. But I would just go by myself. Either way, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to meet people. Maybe they know me from the show. You know, Chicago, Oklahoma, Dallas, Georgia, Alabama, Nevada, all of y'all listening, Washington. Got most of the whole state listening, especially New York, you know. And I think I'm good looking, you know. I'm not the best looking person. Not superhero looking, not actor looking, not superstar looking, not athlete looking, but I'm just a normal 52-year-old good-looking man and smart in some fields. Put it like that. Nothing gonna break my stripes. Like the song said, whatever hurts you will only gonna make you stronger. You know? Whatever breaks you, it's going to make you stronger, you know? You know? It is a song said that. I don't know who sing it, but I do have it on my playlist, you know? And the bridges that be burned, don't worry about the bridges that you burn because you can build new ones. Don't worry about the things that you built with the people that you love and turned against you, because God's going to give you the tools to burn, to rebuild. And whatever you lose, God's going to give it back to you, and he's going to give it back to you and more. Okay? So, the world will be a better place if you keep praying. If you keep hoping, if you keep looking, study your Bible, get vaccinated, and keep your neighbor and your countrymen safe. If you're that loving person who cares, tell your neighbors, okay, where you from, what country you from, tell them. And your countryman that you love him. He's a police officer, a doctor, paramedic, whoever. Really tell them that you love them because they the ones put their lives on the line. I don't care if you're from Russia or who, whatever. Just give them a hug. Okay? This is not a USA message. This is a world message. You know? Not God, not no preacher. Like I said, just a normal African-American black man who loves the world, who loves people, and tired of hearing about the nonsense in the world. And hopefully, I can do my part to try to change it, like Michael did his part, and other actors that went and still here doing their part. You know, we're here for a reason, people. The Bible says we are neighbors. We are brothers and sisters. And we all got to do our part. We all got to be God's vessel. You know, he's our Lord and Shepherd. We should not want But we his vessel. We should carry his message. And this show is not only about UFOs and strange phenomena. Try to put a mix of everything in there. Tell you my little problems, hopefully it can relate to you. And tell you my experience out there in the world, hopefully it can relate to you. You know, about the people supposed to be there for you, about the strange things of the universe, the strange and paranormal things that people talk about, the amazing people like the disability person, the one man, one arm, NBA player, the amazing technology that can read the back of your mind, that you can change the TV with. All those things, and who knows what's going to come before the 12 months is up. Who knows what science is going to come up with, technology, medicine. Who knows what the break is going to be. We might even find a cure for AIDS. We might even find a cure for cancer. You know, might come from another country. But we might find it. Nope. You never know. So, we all gotta work hard for a better future for our children. And we gotta bring back snow in Maryland. I miss snow. I hate this 61, hate this 67 degrees weather in November and December. Got to bring back the cold. You know, it's beautiful when it snows. You know, I'm just hoping that we have a good snowstorm before the year's out. I'm sorry, people who don't like snow. Hey, I'm sorry. Okay, tough. Get a cup of coffee, put your favorite movies on, and deal with it. Okay, if you don't like snow, that's what Netflix and Prime Video is for, right? You like the day off, don't you? Well, hey, you don't like snubbing that snow, but you like the day off, so what? Get out there and snuggle that snow. Snub it. Okay, use your famous machine, snow machine that you bought. Haven't used yet. Get out there and use it. Your favorite snow shovel. Get out there and use it. And then when you finish, get yourself a cup of coffee or cocoa. Sit back and say, hell yeah. I'm off for 2 or 3 days until the snow is gone. I bet you will enjoy it. You know? Especially your children is gone. They in college or they ain't got their own place. And it's just you or you and your wife, I bet you will enjoy it. Some of y'all love snow days. You don't like the snow, but you love snow days. You know, everyone, half the state and city loves snow days. They don't want to drive in it. They don't want to deal with it. But you do like those days off, don't you? I'm sorry about some people who don't get paid for it. Man, snow, you know. But, you know, hey, snow is good, though. It's good. And hold on, people. Hey. Wow. Something that's amazing. We just gotta deal with the people. I mean, we really gotta just deal with it. Okay? I just love y'all guys, you know. Really love y'all. Y'all stay here for an hour and listen to me talk. And I just love doing this. I don't care where I'm at in the country. And I want y'all to be with me on my journey. My new journey. And those who pray, keep praying that I'll find Jessica. And me and my kids will be reunited. So just pray for that. You know, that's all I'm asking y'all. Just pray that I pass my driving test. Pray that my book will be successful for all of y'all who are listening around the world, in the country. Go on Amazon and pre-order Mr. Boogie Shoes. Corey Whitlock. Go to Amazon, type in Corey Whitlock, and order Mr. Boogie Shoes. Okay? That's the only thing I can tell you. Go pre-order that. Comes out April the 21st. Manual strip is almost finished. We got the last few pages. It will be uplinked. And it will be ready. And all. This got to be, some things just got to be rewritten. And my copywriter, she would do that. And it will be ready. 12 o'clock on April the 21st. That's the Boogie Shoes. And I would like everyone to go and purchase the book, pre-order, ebook, hard copy, and paperback. Once again, it's called Mr. Boogie Shoes. And it's about alien coming to this world to warn us about an invasion that's coming. And it's good. It's a good story. It's a well-written story. I love it. I got a lot more stories coming. And when you do go to Amazon, go to my page, follow me. So when I publish more books, you will know when the books come out. So go there, follow me, pre-order the book, pre-order the first book too, because it's only $3.99. Now, you get an ebook. I really want you to ebook that book, because the paperback book, it's not printed that well. You really can't read it paperback. But Mr. Boogie Shoes is going to be where you can read it. On all formats, okay? I got people that are going to work with me with that. So you will be able to read it on paperback and hard copy. Mr. Boogie Shoes. For the first book, you already have the ebook. Okay? Now, if you can read it in paperback and understand it, go ahead and read it. Of course you're going to understand it, because my copywriter copied it. Rewrite it and all. But it's small print. And I'm still trying to get it in normal print. So I can release it. So I'm still working on that. And please just support. You know, I love y'all support. Baltimore Ravens. Ravens fans. I'm just hoping, but hey, it is what it is. Rams, yoo-hoo! We in the Super, we in the playoff. Don't mean we going to the championship game, you know? Cause the Rams, they can mess up too. Don't mean we going. We are in, and we gotta play Arizona and some tough teams. Okay. Los Angeles, and I know y'all praying. I know y'all praying for it, okay? Because, hey, it's L.A. And so I was like, and like I said, the rest of the team, y'all did, y'all had a very good year. And been a really good year in football. And I'm glad the fans is back in the stadium. Because last year, it scared the hell out of me when I don't hear no noise in the stadium. Just glad to hear, see the fans back in the stadium. And one more thing. Hey, Rockstar. Are you listening, Rockstar? Please, True Crimes of L.A. True Crimes of L.A. Remake that game. Okay? Remake True Crimes of L.A. Are you listening? And please stop these knuckleheads crying over Grand Theft Auto 4, 6. Okay? Do something. Speak to them or something. I'm tired of hearing rumors about Grand Theft GTA 6. I know y'all probably making the game, development, and everything. It's just too many rumors on YouTube. And, you know, just try to pair it up. Okay, Rockstar? I mean, it's driving me crazy. I'm just one of the fans that's patiently waiting for the game to come out. You know? And I'm on Grand Theft Auto 5 again. I'm playing that again. I ain't playing it for like 6 months, 6 or 7 months. But I'm playing it again. But I'm also playing Mafia. So if you're listening, Rockstar, True Crimes of LA, and let these people know that GTA 6 is coming. All right. So everybody who don't know what I'm talking about, we're talking about the biggest game in history is coming. GTA 6. Grand Theft Auto 6. It's going to be one of the biggest selling games of all times. And so many people is waiting for this game. And so many rumors out there. So, that's my last word. So everybody, continue having a happy new year. Love you. And always, Donald, Ashton, Michael, Jessica, Myra, and we love you. Live long and prosper. And may the force of God be with everyone. United States and everyone around the world. Thank you for listening. Good night.